Catholic Insider, Sunday, 28th, 2005. Everybody, this is Father Roderick von Hogan, and you're listening to a special Sunday edition of the Catholic Insider. Good news about Pope John Paul. Today he appeared briefly behind the window of his hospital room to wave at the crowd. And at first everybody said he was still too weak and that he'd stay in bed, but to everybody's surprise he did appear briefly. There's not much else to report. The Vatican said that there would be a new official statement on Monday. So, after all the rain yesterday, this morning the sun was really shining. I got up a bit early to take you on a new sound-seeing tour of Trastevere here in Rome. Now, Trastevere is a place I really, really like. And when the sun is shining and the morning is calm, it's even more beautiful than normally. So, unless you're driving, just close your eyes and let me take you to the small ancient streets of Trastevere, where life is peaceful, where the smell of fresh bread and cappuccino fills the air, and the bells of Santa Maria in Trastevere invite people to thank God for this beautiful morning. Hi there, it's Roderick. I'm walking around here on Sunday morning in Trastevere. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the overall atmosphere over here is really fantastic. Trastevere is one of the most famous quarters here in Rome, and very popular with tourists. You can see a lot of little restaurants and shops, and the streets are very narrow and cozy, and there's a certain relaxed atmosphere, especially on Sunday morning, which is very unique. Everywhere else in Rome, you've got traffic, you've got a lot of noise, a lot of people, and here it's really quiet, and there are a lot of people, some people on a bike here, Dutch people. Actually, here in Rome, you can see sometimes Dutch people, and they rent a bike, and they're about the only people here in Rome who are on a bike, because everyone else has got these motor cars or mobilettes or smart. You can see a lot of smarts over here, and because they're small, and the streets here are also very small. I am here in Trastevere. These are just some guys working to remanufacture a restaurant. I'm walking through the streets here in Trastevere because I'm on my way to a church called Santa Maria in Trastevere, and that's where I will go to Mass this morning. And that's one of the most beautiful churches I know in Rome. It's totally different from the big churches like the St. Peter's Basilica and all the other Baroque styled churches. This one has got fantastic, stunning frescoes. And that's not the only thing that is special about this church. The other thing is that this church is now used by a community called San Egidio. Saint Egidius, I don't know how you pronounce it. And that's a huge new movement, relatively new movement here in Italy, and there are also in other places around the world. And what they do is they combine a life of prayer, of liturgy, of celebration. They've got beautiful music. I can let you hear some of their songs. It's really stunning. And they combine that beautiful liturgy with actually a lot of voluntary work for the poor people in the city. So they're helping out the homeless people, they're serving meals, they're taking care of them, they organize feasts and parties for them.
And it's also a movement that is very much involved in human rights. They are making a very strong point on the level of everything that has to do with the penalty of death, and they are against it because of their respect for human life, even the life of the most notorious criminals. For them, it's, you know, it's a God-given life. You shouldn't take it away, and they're also doing a lot of work for the women rights, for, and you know, it's this combination that makes it so special. It's a combination of prayer, of real intense spiritual life, and real life, how do you call it, action, social action, even political action, although they're very moderate in that sense. But it's, you know, these people live from the heart, and that's something you can feel. I'm coming up to the square with a little fountain in the middle. The sun is shining, the atmosphere is great, and there's this woman playing the guitar and trying to get a few bucks here. And I'm now entering the square, and I can see this beautiful church, Santa Maria in Trastevere. It has one of these old medieval towers that you can see, and a lot of old frescoes on the facade of the church. In the middle of this square, as I said, there is a beautiful little fountain that you can hear now. And especially now with the sun shining, it's beautiful. There is a pigeon taking a bath in one of the little basins here. And I can see a lot of people heading for church. They're going inside. And Italy is still a very Catholic country, and the majority of the people are still used to going to church on Sunday. But especially here, because the people in church are not sitting there as consumers, you know, like in a lot of churches today. People just sit and they don't even look around. They don't even know who's sitting next to them or what their names are. And but these people in this church, they all know each other. They're really a family. They're a community, because not only they pray together and they sing together and they celebrate their faith together, but they also work together for the poor and for the people in need. And that is creating a bond that is really, really strong, and you can feel it during the celebrations. I'll be going inside now. It's a little bit of a shame to go inside because the weather is so beautiful outside. This is really the Roman atmosphere that I love. And well, let's see, I'm just going to put the microphone away, or at least make it a little less obvious, because I don't think it's... Can you hear the bells? It's 10:30, and I think Mass is about to start, so I'll get in, and I'll take you with me. The celebration has just started, and the church is full of people, and everybody's singing. And the atmosphere here in the church is really stunning. The whole ceiling is covered in gold, and in front of me I can see the altar and a beautiful mosaic on the ceiling of Christ, and next to him on his right side is Mary, the Virgin Mary, his mother. In front of the altar, there is a huge icon of Christ, of the head of Christ, and a lot of little candles in front of it. And there's a very warm atmosphere here. A priest enters. He is wearing purple garments because it's because it's Lent, and that's the color for Lent. And a couple of other priests are also entering the place where the altar is. Do you hear the little bells? The priest is using incense to venerate the altar, and there are little bells attached to the thing he's using for to incense, and that's what you hear. It gives a very festive sound, and the people that are here are of all ages and all types. You can see very rich people. They're wearing very expensive clothes. You can see poor people, homeless people. You can see a lot of parents with children, young children. And this is really a family. This is really a community. At the end of this Mass, the priest is blessing the people. People are making the sign of the cross. And he tells us to go in peace. And the children are singing with a guitar. They're clapping their hands. There are also a couple of handicapped people here, mentally handicapped people, and they're dancing and waving to the children. It's great to see. And the children and the priests are now going in procession outside. The doors are open. The sun is streaming in. The weather is really fantastic on this Sunday morning. Before we go outside, I just wanted to walk around with you and give you a little sound-seeing tour of this fantastic, this beautiful, beautiful church. And I'm here standing near a statue of Saint Anthony. And there is a person praying there, and she also has a little leaflet on which she has written her prayer. And the statue is really covered with all these little pieces of paper on which people have written their prayers. You can see lots of these papers at the foot of this statue, and also this Saint Anthony is carrying the child Jesus, and he's not only carrying the child, but he's also carrying what must be at least 400 or 500 of these paper leaflets on which people have written their intentions. Here are some people lighting candles. That's an old tradition also, the candle symbolizing our prayer. And even when we have to go away, our prayer will stay, will make the connection to God, and this little flame will continue to burn even when we're back at home preparing dinner and celebrating family life. Also, quite a lot of people are still on their knees to pray and to thank for this Eucharist that we've just celebrated. Whereas a lot of other people are just talking, and also in the church, I think it's funny. You'd think that in a church everybody would be silent and that there would be a very quiet atmosphere, but here, at least in this church, people are all after Mass are really, you know, celebrating also their friendship, and so for them this church is like their home. And that's why everybody's talking and laughing and, you know, meeting each other after Mass. I'm going to walk around a little bit more. There are these big marble columns, huge ones. And I'm now walking towards the front part of the church. And everywhere lined up on the left and the right side of the church are confessionals. These wooden structures in the middle, there is a seat for the priest, and on the other side, the person who wants to confess kneels down, and that is a practice that in some churches, some countries in Europe and also in the United States has disappeared, but here it's still very alive, and it's a beautiful sacrament. It's actually a way to ask God for forgiveness for what you didn't do well. And you ask for his grace. And what is more beautiful than that? It's not about, you know, just summing up your sins. That's not the only thing. It's about your relationship with God. And like in every relationship, you make mistakes and you forget the other person and you lack in charity and in care and in love. And the confession is a way to repair that, to show God that you'd like to start again, and that you don't want this relationship with him to be broken in any way. I'm now standing in front of the altar, and the view is spectacular here. When I look at the ceiling, there is a 3D a picture of the Virgin Mary surrounded by two angels, and there are a lot of different colors, red and blue and golden stars, and it's just magnificent. This altar looks very old. It's totally in marble, and there's a cross in it, of course, and two candles, and this big icon, which must come from one of the Eastern churches, an icon of Christ, of the head of Christ, and in front of it there are little oil lamps. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 oil lamps. Now, why would that be 12? Because it symbolizes, of course, the apostles, the 12 apostles, and we are called to be the apostles of this day, of modern day. You can also see the little silver container with the blessed water and the flowers that the priest was using at the beginning of Mass to bless the people. I walk a little bit more to the left, and here is the place where the gospel is read, and on the left of that one is a beautiful real painted icon of Mary carrying her child Jesus, and people are lighting up candles here to ask Mary for her intercession and her help in their lives. The priests are actually among the people right now. That's also great of this community. They don't go away right after Mass and you don't see where they go and they don't return. No, they walk inside it, into the church, and they're just talking, they're meeting the people, and they're laughing with them and listening to their stories and sharing with them. And that's a great thing too. That's all part of the family atmosphere in this church. And you can really feel it. You can really feel that there's something more in this community than what you're used to see in a lot of churches. I'm walking outside now. I'm back on the square. And everybody's talking here. And I can already smell the pizzas. So because this square is, all around the square you have these little restaurants, and they're actually preparing the food, and the windows are open, the weather is good, so everywhere you can smell these delicious pizzas here, and spaghetti, and lots of people immediately after church, you know, they go and sit outside and drink a cup of coffee or a cappuccino. Of course, there are no Starbucks here in Italy. Who needs Starbucks when you are in Italy? Because the coffee is so great here, and the cappuccino here, that's something you can only taste here in this country and nowhere else on the planet. There's a child chasing pigeons right now. But the pigeons are faster than this little boy. And it's now 10 to 12. And the atmosphere is really great here on this square. There's a street musician playing. I'm walking through the streets of Trastevere And hey, this is funny. This is a little bakery, and they sell bread and cookies, and there's a lot of people inside. Let's go inside. Let's take a look. Take you with me. Oh, the smell is delicious. Just the smell of fresh bread, and lots of people inside here. And they're buying bread. Oh my gosh, I'm getting hungry. And they've also got all these pieces of pizza. Not round pizzas, but, you know, they're square. And they just cut off a piece and they heat it up. And you can eat it, and or you can take it home and heat it yourself. There are some cookies here, and chocolate cookies and cakes. Actually, there's so many people here that you have to take a number before you, and you have to wait in line to get help. Let's take a look at what they sell. There's a list of what they have. They've got pizza. They've got all sorts of crostini, which are small pieces of bread with either cheese on it, or tomatoes, or fungi, or vegetables. They've got white bread. They've got these big, very solid-looking, huge breads there that they're cutting into pieces, and they're weighing it. And the price is related to the weight of the bread. They've also got this flat bread that looks a little bit dry, and it's actually a side dish. You can eat that while you're, for instance, eating the antipasta, which is the very first appetizer. All these delicious smells of in the bakery have made me very hungry. So I'm going to wrap it up. This is it for today on this sightseeing tour in the streets and in this beautiful church here in Trastevere. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on one of the next sightseeing tours here in this eternal city, this fantastic, beautiful, ancient city of Rome. See you next time. This is Father Roderick. Bye-bye.